Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From 104.5 The Zone, a complete look at Middle Tennessee prep action. This is High School Sports Saturday with Tate Matthews.
Good Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday right here on 104.5 The Zone. Glad you're with us. Spring break wrapping up for some, getting ready to start for others. So safe travels to all of those who are on their way home, and then to those on the way out of town, safe travels to you as well. Thanks for spending the next hour with us, and then hopefully with the coach afterwards. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow, at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every set. Each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. Lineup news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get to our guest, Justin Lamb. At Justin Lamb 34 will be joining us. He will be talking to us about the Summit baseball team's trip down to the Gulf Coast Classic. Then we're going to get to Coach Jim Fay, East Nashville head boys basketball coach, will be back with us again this week. He will be talking to us about the BCAT All-Star games that are going on at Blackman High School today. Jim Gibbs, Cheatham County Lady Cubs girls basketball coach, will be joining us. Double-A state champions. Very excited to talk to him. Three Saturdays ago, they won that state championship, and been waiting to have him on until all the basketball was over. Very excited to talk to him about that. What a great team. What a great season that they had at Cheatham County this year. Then we're going to finish up with Matt Turner, new Warren County head football coach. I talked to Matt about his new job and his vision for the football program under his watch at Warren County. All right, news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Talk about it every week. NCAA tournament right now. No doubt where to make your huddle point. The six-story, 24-hour restaurant right there on the corner of 3rd and Demumbrium. Worth going for the views alone. But once you get in there, the food and the atmosphere is second to none. First floor looks like an old-school diner. Black and white checkerboard tiles. Soda shop style bar. They've got coffee, latte, espresso, pastries, breakfast, whatever you want. Second floor, sports bar themed space, double-sided wall of TVs. If the game is on, which obviously there's a lot of them on right now, you can watch it on the second floor. Fourth and fifth, stunning fine dining spaces. But they've also got the local flair, the traditional favorites, something for everyone on that floor. Sixth floor, seafood floor, oysters, sushi. They've got the best Rockefeller in town. I'm a big fan of the Oysters Creole. Give them a try. So make the Diner Nashville your huddle point when you go downtown this weekend. All right, real quick, for those that were out of town and did not see last Saturday, the boys' D1 state championships were played. Double-A, 1 o'clock, Wooddale defeated Fulton 59-46. Triple-A, Bearden 330. They defeated East 83-68. Some people might call that a upset. I do not. A, 6 o'clock, Columbia Academy defeated Humboldt 76-60. So congratulations to all the state champions. Real big congratulations to Columbia Academy, the only mid-state team we had that won a state championship on the D1 boys side. Congratulations to them. First state title in boys basketball. Carson Carey, 23 points, was the tourney MVP. Lastly, David Givens, Rockville High School, has been named the new head basketball coach. He's been a Hume Fogg the past 10 years. Congratulations to him. They got a good one. All right, we got Justin Lamb, at Justin Lamb, 34 on the line. Justin, good morning.
Tate, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, my man. I'm glad you made it back safely. You were kind of like the on-site reporter for the Summit baseball team in the Gulf Coast Classic this year. You went down with them, and we already knew Summit was going to have a really good baseball team this year, but for the first tournament of the year, the results were very encouraging.
I know Coach Kirby had to be happy with the way the guys played down there. Obviously, it's a huge tournament. They had 42 teams in that tournament. They played teams from out of state, and really, I mean, a strong effort all the way around. They went 4-0 the first game. They played Pryor, Oklahoma. Blake Money, who's committed to LSU, pitched a two-hit shutout, had 10 strikeouts. It was nothing up until the end, and then Brody McGill had a walk-off RBI single to push Summit through to the win on the first day down there on Monday. Next day, they played a school out of Arkansas, Tuckerman High School. They jumped out to a 12-1 lead after two innings. Really were on cruise control the whole time. Ended up having 34 players playing in that game. So Coach Kirby was able to get all the JV kids and freshmen in. So it was a really good experience for them to all be able to play. And then really the toughest test for them came on Wednesday. They played two of the better teams down there, Huntsville, Alabama High School. In the first game, they won 10-1. Chris McElvain, who's going to Vanderbilt, had five innings of one-hit baseball, struck out seven guys, and then Chris, as well as Bryson Russell, both hit home runs, sort of pushed them into that 10-1 lead. And then in the last game, what ended up being the last game of the tournament, they played Montgomery, Alabama, Trinity Presbyterian, had to score four runs during the fifth inning to come back and win 8-5. Bryson Russell, who's going to Chattanooga State, started the game, pitched really well for four innings, gave up one earned run with six strikeouts. And then Cole Hendricks, who's a junior, who's been looked at by East Tennessee State, Austin Peay, among other schools, came on and pitched three innings in relief, gave up one run on three hits to sort of solidify that and get the save. Unfortunately, for Summit, even though they went 4-0, they finished fifth out of 42 teams, and only the top four teams advanced, so they weren't able to play on that last day, but still a really good trip and really good experience for Coach Kirby and the Sparks to go down there and play so well.
I know you said they finished one run out. Is that total runs scored, or is it, you know, differential? How did they do that? 42 teams, they finished fifth by one run. That's tough.
Yeah, it was runs allowed is how they ended up doing it. So probably that game where they gave up four runs to that Tuckerman school when they were sort of blowing them out was probably the difference. But, I mean, honestly, you going on there to get your kids work, you going on there to, for, you know, for team bonding and just to make yourself better when you come back because, you know, the district race starts right away on Monday. In fact, Summit plays today. They're playing a game at Columbia Central, and then they go back into district play on Monday against Brentwood High School, and then they play Spring Hill on Tuesday.
Wow. That's Brentwood right off the bat. Summit Brentwood right off the bat, and it's like that every year in that district. Somebody takes a huge leg up on the district title race, and then somebody's really playing from behind. When he goes down to these tournaments or when these guys go down to these tournaments, obviously, like you're talking about, the young guys got to get in and get some experience. But what are they looking to do down there when they get away like this?
To me, I think it's probably just as important as winning the games is for the bonding that the team experiences. You know, these guys have been practicing together all summer, all spring, battling with each other. But you go down there, and kids get to be kids. You know, you see them down there at the beach together playing spike ball, playing volleyball, walking around, going out to dinner together, and just getting able to be friends and be able to hang out and not just be baseball teammates. And I think the sort of the experience you get from bonding with your guys on a trip like that is invaluable as the season goes on. I just, you know, they do it every other year at Summit. They take one of these trips down here to Gulf Shores to play. And I just think it's great for the kids. It's fun to see them. You know, we'd go out to dinner and the kids would all be together, sitting at the tables and cutting up and just having a good time and being kids. You know, that's important. Sometimes you forget with high school athletes that they're just kids. You know, even though they're out there playing on a big stage, at the end of the day, they are just 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. And it's fun to see them be able to have fun like that and have no pressure on them.
Well, Justin, thank you for calling in and catching us up on the Gulf Coast Classic. Glad Summit represented us well. Glad you all made it back. And we're looking forward to baseball season. That Brentwood series is going to be a good one next week.
Oh, they played a great game the other night. Brentwood came back and beat them 4-3 the other night at Summit. So, I mean, that's the toughest, probably one of the toughest baseball districts in the mid-state, if not the entire state. So every night those games are wars, and then they're all worth going to see.
Talk to you soon, brother.
All right, brother. Have a good day. See you.
Justin Lamb at Justin Lamb 34. When you're heading home, if you're heading out of town, I hope you got a good set of tires. If you don't, I know where you can go to get some. Gateway Tire, right there in the heart of Cool Springs, 1021 West McEwen Drive, home of the Yokohama Tire. Anything automotive but body work. So when you need that work done, you can drop it off, head over to the mall, however you want to do it. Go see Garth and the boys. Big supporter of high school athletics in Middle Tennessee, especially the Williamson County Schools. So they support us. Let's make sure we get in to support them. Gateway Tire, home of the Yokohama Tires. Up next, Jim Fay will be talking to us about the BCAT All-Star Games right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Penn Station East Coast Subs, three locations in the mid-state. Hermitage and then two in Murfreesboro, one on Medical Center, the other on Memorial. Big supporter of high school athletics in Middle Tennessee. The best sub in town. In Middle Tennessee, but also a big supporter of high school athletics in Middle Tennessee. The Penn Station East Coast Subs Athlete of the Year Scholarship will be back again this year. You need to go to psathlete.com to nominate that deserving young male or female athlete. And with that, with two locations in Murfreesboro, when you're at the BCAT All-Star Game today, you need to stop in one of those two locations and feed the family. You won't be disappointed. With that, we've got Coach Jim Fay, East Nashville men's basketball on the line. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Jade. How are you?
Doing well, buddy. I appreciate you joining us again. One great season, as we spoke about last week with East Nashville, but also you're the head coach of the boys team in the BCAT All-Star Game this year. I love this game. I think it's a neat deal. Got four games today. The Memphis boys and Memphis girls will play the Middle Tennessee boys and girls, and then the East Tennessee boys and girls will play the West Tennessee boys and girls. Obviously, you're the head coach of the boys. Wanted to talk to you about your team, and I always love hearing from the guys that coach them, what it's like coaching those guys from the other schools that you know out and that are so talented and have a time to spend the week with them. But talk a little bit about your experience this week as the coach and practice.
Well, we haven't really practiced. In fact, some of them I haven't met yet. I know some of them through the season. It's kind of a thing where we get there together and honor these kids that's had great seasons, great high school careers. And we'll spend some time before the games today and get together and work over a few things. But it's just an opportunity to showcase their natural talents and abilities and let them play against some other kids of the same caliber that are all looking towards playing at the next level.
So when you get them together, how early before the game will you all meet?
Well, we're having a brunch here at 10:30, so we're going to have probably an hour or so before the game, and we'll go over a few basics. We're not going to do anything too, dramatically difficult. We want to do things that's going to put these boys in the best possible situation to both compete. A lot of All-Star games are just kind of, I guess, over the top in terms of just running up and down. I think these kids have demonstrated through their careers that they have a significant desire to win and a will to win. And I think they're going to take some pride into this game and be ready to compete. At the end of the day, like I said, it's just an honor for these young men to have this opportunity and be able to compete against other players, and many of which they probably know through summer basketball and things like that. But we'll get them together. I'm always about winning. But at the end of the day, I know it's a fun opportunity for these guys and just see how they do, how they compete.
Well, let's talk about your roster, and let me know if any of these guys aren't showing up. But Nate Bladorn, Nolansville, Big Man, Double-Double, Dontavious Brown from Columbia, Elijah Cobb, Riverdale, Julius Dixon, Fayetteville, Caleb Grimes, obviously you know him very well, East Nashville, Johnson, Marshall County, Alec Kegler, Clarksville Northeast, and Deron Perry from Riverdale. You've got some really good basketball players on that team. Are all those guys showing up?
All of those guys are scheduled to show up. I know Nate is, I believe, coming back from spring break, so he may not be available for our first game, but the expectation is that he will be there for the second game of the afternoon. I got a great dose of Nate this year. We ended up playing Knowlesville twice. He's a tremendous player, and my concern with him was always if he caught the ball, he was going to score, and that's the caliber of player he was. If the ball got to his hands and he caught it, he scored. I can't hardly remember him missing a shot against us. So, obviously, we had to focus on keeping the ball out of his hand. Deron and Elijah Cobb over there at Riverdale, they led Riverdale to the state tournament last year. Made region semis this year, and those two guys are winners. Coach Voss does a great job. He's got guys over there that are competing to win the district and region title every year. So I know those guys can bring it. I know they're college prospects as well. Caleb Grimes, you know, he did everything I could ask for him to do this year. So he really achieved a lot and was very impressive for me this year, and he was instrumental in us making it to the state semifinals. And then KJ Johnson, Lipscomb signee, he can just flat out fill it up. He is a guy that's, I look forward to having him on the floor for me because I believe we played against him when he was younger, about 3 years ago, maybe his freshman year, and I could see he was going to do great things, but I really look forward to seeing him in action today. I'm not familiar really with Dontavius Brown from Columbia Central, but it's a solid group. Alex Kegler led Northeast. He led Northeast to the state tournament last year. I know they fell a little bit short this year, but he also he was coming back off an injury earlier this year, I believe. But he's another young man I'm looking forward to watch.
Oh yeah, he can play. If you went to the state tournament, not this year, last year, you know what he's all about. Are there any rules in this game? You know, like I know in the Toyota East West All Star game for football, you can't blitz, things like that. You can only play zone coverage.
I think it's just a matter of getting the guys out there to play. In terms of the rules, I believe we're going to play with 20-minute halves, just like, preparing these guys for a college game. And, the big thing is, we talked it over as coaches a little bit last night, there won't be any special defenses or anything like that. It's just going to be man-on-man and see how we perform against each other. So
on the other side, they've got
to be a basics.
Sorry, Coach. On the other side, they've got Chandler Lawson from Wooddale slated to play for the west side. So that kind of tells you the caliber of the team on the other side. The girls play at noon, right? Boys play at 1:30, and that will be the Memphis and the Middle Tennessee All-Stars?
That should be correct, yes.
Okay. And then you said the second game. How will that work?
Well, what we're going to have, games in two gyms, I believe, is my understanding. So we're going to use both gyms at Blackman High School. So we'll have both sets of boys' games at 1:30. We'll have both sets of girls' games at 12. And then the girls' winners will play at 3, and the boys' winners will play at 4:30, and then also the consolation games will be at those same times as well.
And who decides the rosters, Coach? Does the BCAT board or whoever? How do you all go about deciding the rosters?
Well, what we do, and it's interesting. We all are involved in basketball in our areas. I have about half a dozen guys that I marked, during the process of the season that I'd really like to see on this team, and I think several other coaches did that as well. Also, the members that. And these are only for the BCAT members. If your coach is not a member of BCAT, then unfortunately you're ineligible to be in this game. So, it's kind of a good thing. It helps push people into joining in and being a part of this association, which is really a beneficial association to help high school basketball in the state of Tennessee. But what we do is we also have a nomination process, and somebody that we may miss that a coach in our association believes is good enough to be on this all-star team, they nominate that that player and send them into some of the MECAT leadership. You know, Barry Wortman here at Blackman High School is our president right now. He just became the president this year. I think, as everybody knows, Barry, he's a on-the-ball guy, and he's going to do the right things. And I think he's going to be a great leader for our association. But we nominate, and then we start working through those nominations. And unfortunately, I had one of the first people I spoke to this year was Reese Glover, and wasn't able to get him today simply because he's out of town on spring break. So the timing kind of hurt us a little bit with a few players being out of school and on spring break. But obviously Reese Glover is the kind of player that is definitely an all-star, because you guys over in Williamson County are highly familiar with him.
Yes, he's pretty fun to watch. He would have been especially in this game, that would have been right up his alley, right?
Oh, gosh, no question about it. I'll say this. I'd rather have him on my team than against me, because I got a couple doses of that this year as well, and last year.
On the girls' side, we've also got a very talented girls' side for the Middle Tennessee squad. Corey Barrett from Lebanon is the head coach. Jada Bond from Blackman. Tadriana Davis, Mount Juliet. Lauren Flowers, Stewart's Creek. Aislinn Hayes, Riverdale. Jalen Holcomb, Riverdale. Dee Marie Ingram from Marshall County. Olivia Perry from Oakland. Macy Rippey, Rossview. Ryan Roberts, Dixon County. And Nia Van Zant from Blackman. So I think we have a chance to be successful with the Middle Tennessee rosters, both on the boys and the girls, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I know last year our Middle Tennessee girls really put on a great show. A lot of girls from Riverdale last year. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the girls play this year, because a lot of the ones you named are AAA girls from Middle Tennessee, and it's somebody we may not have played this year. So I know there's some really quality young ladies out there looking to play and show what they can do as well.
Coach, did you get to watch the state championship games on Saturday? I know, you know, there's sometimes when you get as close as you did, sometimes you want to go and watch them, sometimes you don't. I get both ways. Were you able to watch any or all three of them?
I watched, I actually recorded them. I watched some of both games. I heard your comments about Bearden. Bearden was my pick to win the state in AAA from the get-go. I told Darren Joins, I said, I hate to tell you this, but I said, that's my favorite right off the bat to win this thing. Hopefully you can play well and get yourself a shot. But I think Bearden is really, their program is really strong. They went through a coaching change, I don't know, about 5 or 6 years ago, and they were good then, and they're even better now. And they've had some quality players, so they were really good. And, you know, Coach Wright does such a great job over there at Fulton. I got a firsthand knowledge of that now. And then, obviously, the Lawsons have really stormed the court, you know, in Tennessee for the last, I don't know, three, four years with all these kids that they've got playing. And those guys can flat out play.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I don't think no fluke on the Bearden thing. Bearden clearly the best team at the end of the year, right? I mean what they did was they were fun to watch, man. They were a complete team top to bottom.
Absolutely. You know, and I might have had a different outlook at Malcolm Dandridge not been injured for Memphis East. I think that other inside presence for them could have been really damaging to Bearden, but their guard play at Bearden is just super.
So, Coach, the BCAT All-Star Game today, as we mentioned, it's at Blackman High School. If you've never been to Blackman, you don't have to worry about parking. There's plenty of it. $10 at the door, I believe. That's what Coach Wortman told me, I believe. $10 on the $10 at the gate to get in, and you get all those games. The Middle Tennessee All-Stars are going to play two games, both against they'll start off with Middle Tennessee, and then, as you said, they'll either be in the consolation or in the finals, right? And I'm assuming the $10 gets you all those games.
Correct. It's for all day.
Well, Coach, have fun, man. It's going to be you got a nice roster, so I think it's just up to you not to mess it up, right?
Well, you know, I get that a lot. You know, I think my team this year was 27-0, but I was 0-7 when I coached. So I'm hoping I don't rub off on these guys like that.
Have fun, Coach. I appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thank you, Jay. Appreciate you having me.
That's Coach Jim Fay, East Nashville basketball. Again, the B-Cat, all-star head coach for the Middle Tennessee boys. And as we mentioned, the Middle Tennessee boys and girls will play the Memphis boys and girls. And then the East Tennessee versus West Tennessee boys and girls will play. Then we'll have a finals and a consolation final. So looking for something to do and you're in town, a lot of good basketball going on over at Blackman today. Tickets, $10. Walker Chevrolet, 3940 Carruthers, right there off 96 in Franklin. The number one Chevrolet dealer in the mid-state. Also the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. Finished up 2019 with the number 2018 in December. The number one seller of Chevrolets, new and used in the mid-state. So great finish to 2018. Looking for another one in 2019. And again, they are the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. All right, when we come back, Jim Gibbs, Cheatham County Girls Basketball, will be joining us right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Terminex wants to remind you that you need three very important free inspections scheduled for 2019. Crawl space, should have already done it. Termites coming up, mosquitoes coming up. Every inspection is free. If you don't need any work done, then you're out nothing. If you do, you're going to be glad that you got them, and you need to do that now while you still have time. If you can hear this station, if you can hear this show, you're in their service area, the Cool Springs office. Robert Boyer and the crew know them well. They are first class in every way. Attention to detail, customer service, that is what they are all about. So all you have to do, go to 800-TERMINEX, schedule that free inspection, those free inspections. So be proactive, not reactive. All right, we've got Coach Jim Gibbs, Cheatham County Girls, Lady Cubs Girls Basketball on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Tate. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I appreciate you joining us. Have you come down off the high yet?
Well, it took a while to get, you know, just used to, you know, there not being another game. I mean, that's the thing. You're always preparing for the next game, and then, you know, it's like, all right, now what do we do? So, I mean, they asked me after the championship game, what do you want to do? And my girl said, hopefully eat lunch, and I added to that, take a nap. So, I mean, yes, the championship was, you know, a lot of hard work, but, you know, definitely starting to come down and just kind of see the reality of what we did.
Well, I've been waiting to have basketball over with to talk to you. I think what an unbelievable year. What a great story. I think when the time comes for team of the year, I would think this one will have a very, very good shot at it. But won the AA girls state championship, what I guess if you count today, three Saturdays ago, defeated Westview, a very, very good Westview team, 43-40. The first girls basketball title at Cheatham County, first title of any sport in school history, which, you know, that's all just icing on top of the cake, right? But it was not only a big thing for your team and your young ladies, but it really was a big deal for your community.
It was. It's really united our community. Of course, there's three schools in our county. As far as high schools, and, you know, the whole community, the whole county joined together in support of our program, and we're still seeing a lot of different people congratulate us. I mean, wanting to have us come to various civic meetings and that type of stuff just to recognize the team. And, you know, it's almost a celebrity status that, you know, you never thought about in terms of a high school sport.
Well, it was a huge win. You went, what, 31-3 for the season. I think everybody knew that when you all got there, you had a good chance. You were coming back. This senior class, you want to talk about a great high school career for these seniors. 108 wins, 17 losses in their career. That's right at about 27 wins a game. This team averaged 61 points per game, only allowed 40 points per game to the opponents. Just a fun team to coach. You had a lot of leadership, a lot of competitors. But talk about your team. Talk about this season, getting up to the state tournament, because, when you got there, there were three games, right? But there was another 28 before it, and they were all just had to have been just a joy the whole season long to coach this group.
Well, the expectations were high, having made the state tournament last year with everybody coming back but one player in terms of our – players that were playing any kind of minutes last year. But this group, as you say, is a lot of fun to coach. They got a great camaraderie. They've known each other for a long time. That senior class you mentioned, and they started playing together as early as first grade. So, I mean, they know each other. They know what the other one's going to do. Got a lot of sisters on the team. So, you have to sometimes step in between family arguments, but that's part of it, because this is a family. My wife and I adopted our daughter about 13 years ago, and I always tell the players coming in for my teams, they're just another adoption in our family, and that's the way I feel. I mean, we try to create that family atmosphere, and when you start looking down our roster, it's one of those things where continual look, you got three sets of sisters, and then when you look at the last names, we actually, outside of the sisters, we had two more Johnsons and two more Cooks. They weren't related, but, I know when we sent in stuff for our shooting shirts, the salesman said, is this a joke, because of the fact that all the names were the same, it was going to be on the back of the shirts. But, a phenomenal season. You worked so hard to get to the state tournament. And then last year, we just didn't handle the big stage. And when we were able to get by Granger, I felt like that led a just kind of a sigh of relief and allowed our kids to play the way they were capable of. And then we played after a fast start against Macon County. We changed the zone and were able to force turnovers, and we were able to create those in the transition opportunities and just really got our offense going in that Macon County game, putting up 75 points. And, in stark contrast, going that semifinal game and the final game where, the tempo was much more to Westview's liking. They were able to kind of clog the middle with the big bodies that they had inside there, starting with the 6'2", 6'3", girl there in the middle. And, so we just had to kind of, what I would say, grind out or gut out a win. But it's funny, we talked all year that at some point our defense was going to have to, set up in a half-court defense and win a game, and ultimately that's what we had to do against Martin Westview, a quality team.
Yeah, I think the Macon County game, I think that really opened some eyes big time, especially the point differential on it, and then to win it another way like that, that's very cool. You mentioned, for those that don't know, you mentioned the sisters. You've got three sets of sisters on your team, Abby and Allie Douglas. Abby Douglas was the tournament MVP, and then Emmy and Aaron Nelson and Jordan and Jesse Bumpus. I'm sure it's happened before, but I haven't heard of anything like that on a team this successful in a long time. But that's pretty neat. And like you said, it probably was a little bit of a balancing act on your end as the coach as well. But Abby Douglas, she averaged right under 20 points a game, and as she had all season long, what a great tournament she had, obviously, by being named the tournament MVP. Emmy Nelson, 16 points, and then Allie Douglas, 9 points. So you could put the Douglas sisters together and probably win 50% or more of your games just by those two alone.
Yes, they've got a lot of talent. You put all the different facets of what they do together. Just makes a quality inside-outside presence. And the fact is that Allie, a lot of times we face pressure. We let her bring it up because of the fact that as a five, she's able to handle the basketball just like most of our guards. She's probably third-best ball handler we got on our team. And when you got her matched up against, you know, a traditional center, she's able to, you know, manipulate the press a whole lot easier for us than even, you know, some of the other guards. So, I mean, she just provides a big opportunity for us to use as an outlet and bringing the ball up against pressure. And, you know, she can set it up and run the offense just like any of our other guards would do. And of course, you talked about Abby and her ability to score. She just finds ways to get to the basket. You know, she shoots the ball at a high percentage. You know, for somebody to shoot the number of times she does, shoot right there around the 50% range. And, you know, she just got a knack for the basketball and a knack to get to the rim. And, you know, the same thing can be said for Emmy Nelson, our point guard who averaged 16 points a game. She's also, though, our second leading rebounder. So, I mean, she's just kind of a miss hustle for us, does everything, and gets us all into what we need to do. And, you know, so I had other coaches on the floor, and so they had that confidence about them when they get out there.
Well, and then so many accomplishments with this senior class, as we mentioned. And then, you know, it's anytime you have somebody finish over their career with over 1,500 points, that's a heck of an accomplishment. Abby Douglas finishes her career with the Lady Cubs with 1,958 total points. Emmy Nelson, 1,608 total points. That's pretty neat, Coach.
Well, it is, and when you look at the fact that both of them have been on the floor together for that four-year time, I mean, you start thinking about if they were on, you know, because a lot of times you get those kind of scores at different times, but they were on there doing it at the same time. You know, they started, you know, they're both seniors, so came in 4 years ago, and, you know, they just start putting those numbers up. They both started as, and, you know, from the first day they were on our campus, they were starters. You know, the first year I took over, We didn't have any seniors, and we only had three juniors. So, I mean, we were playing freshmen from the get-go. We started three their freshman year. And so, I mean, they've been out on the floor, and, you know, they've been our leading scorers for, you know, all 4 years.
Well, it's really neat, and we mentioned Abby and Emmy, and then also Allie as well. I tell you one thing that's pretty neat. Talk again about your team. Abby Douglas was the district tournament of MVP, regional tournament MVP, state tournament MVP, but she wasn't even the district and regular season MVP for the season. That's because Emmy Nelson won that one. And then Allie Douglas was also named all district tournament, all regional tournament team and all state tournament team. So, again, you needed all of them, but what a great list of accomplishments for some young ladies. And I know that, you know, firsthand, you know, it's got to make you proud, not only for their success on the court, because you know how much work behind the scenes was put into it.
Yes, you know, those girls put in a lot of time, and, you know, two names that kind of overshadowed from our starting five, but they made huge contributions in that state tournament win. Jordan Bumpus hit a big three for us there late in the game to put us ahead. You know, we trailed for a large portion of that game. She hit a three to put us up 40-38. Westview then tied it up. And the next trip down, Aaron Nelson hit what ended up being the game-winning shot for us from about 16 feet out. Now, those two often get overlooked, but they play vital roles for us. And you know, late in the game, we were up 2 points. Jordan Bumpus took a charge down on the far end that, you know, wiped away what would have been a sure tying basket. And, you know, and then, you know, just added extra energy to our team just because of the fact, you know, we talked about making sacrifices, and that's what she did. She sacrificed herself for that possession. And, you know, when you're talking about a foul that takes place about 26 seconds left in the game, you're up 2 points. That's a huge turn of events for both teams.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us. Congratulations again on y'all's success and your state championship. It was again one of the best stories I thought of the state tournaments this year in the season. So, congratulations! Thanks for joining us, and we'll be looking forward to next year.
All right, thanks a lot, Tate, for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coach Jim Gibbs, Cheatham County Lady Cubs basketball. Again, they won the AA state championship over Westview 43-40. Great, great team. Great team. Up next, we'll be talking to Coach Matt Turner, Warren County head football coach, right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. If you're on your way back from spring break, on your way to it, and you wish you had got a little more fit before or after, when you get back, mandu.com, M-A-N-D-U-U.com. That's the place to go. EMS training, it's taking over. It's like nothing you've ever done. They're so confident that you will be hooked with the Mandu training that the first session that you schedule is free. All you got to do is go to mandu.com, M-A-N-D-U-U.com. To schedule that, you can only get 65% muscle penetration on your own, 95 to 100% with the Mandu. Low stress, no stress on the joints. It's for all body types, all ages. All you got to do is get in there. You'll love it. 15-minute workout is the equivalent of 6 to 8 hours of strength training in the gym. So go to mandu.com and schedule your first free appointment at Green Hills, West End, Brentwood, or Cool Springs. Plenty of locations, no reason not to get in there. We got Coach Matt Turner, Warren County head football coach on the line. Coach Turner, good morning.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you joining us. Congratulations. 2 weeks ago, named the head football coach, Warren County, your alma mater. I know you're very excited. What's the last 2 weeks been like since being named the head coach?
The last 2 weeks have been a whirlwind. I've been reminding my wife, been telling me it's a marathon, not a sprint, but, you know, I'm so anxious and excited to get my thumbprint on this program and let these kids know that there's a change of coming, so I have recruited some of my closest allies, including my wife mostly, but cleaned out, invented a new head coach's office, worked all spring break on their locker room, just trying to rebrand that image and get these kids excited and out of the hallways and in there. Because those kids, you know, they want to be a part of something. They want to be a part of something that's fun and new and interesting, so. That's what I've been trying to do these 2 weeks and evaluate what all, where we're at, where we need to go. Had a great meeting with some booster officers and been trying to get on the social media. And like I said, not only get the kids what I'm about, but the community. Because one high school in this community, 2,000 students, we need to have great numbers. And that's to be the step one to starting to compete.
Well, and that's one of the things I was going to say is, you know, it's still, with the amount of schools we have now, we don't have very many community schools left anymore. Warren County is one of them. You played there, graduated in 97, went on to University of Tennessee, Chattanooga to play there, All-American honors there, but been an assistant head coach since then, since 2002. I would think that's a big part of it is you're a Warren County guy. Right, school guy, you helped with wrestling, so I would think that was all things that, at a place like Warren County, if you can get one of our own, I always think that's a good thing.
Yes, sir, and I believe right now, because, I mean, we've had some great head coaches here in the past, Coach Moore and Coach Johnson, Scott Smith that brief year, some great football knowledge, some of the best I've been around as far as the X's and O's. However, like you said, the community won, the one high school here, it's a little different. It's a different bird. You got to know how to know the clientele, the demographics. We've got a lot of blue collar, rural, hardworking guys, family. And I've been a part of that. Of course, like you said, this is my alma mater. Bleed Pioneer blood, I always have. And I've always wanted to be back here and I always knew what this program could do. And I had a great success a little bit with my head coach, Sid Fritz, that came in here for a brief time and started heading it in the right direction. I know because our facilities, our stadium, just everything is a great canvas for a successful football program, which will enhance this community. But I believe, like you said, I've been the head coach of the wrestling program. We've got 32 to 38 kids this past season, and that's huge for wrestling in a rural county school. But I believe those kids, they won't be a part of something, energy. And that's what I'm here to do. And I think my people that hired me know that. Passion is that's truly my forte about Pioneer football.
So you have to get in there and evaluate, but you've got a leg up because you've been there. For those, the pioneer faithful listening, and you might not know yet, but offensively, defensively, do you know yet what you're going to be about?
No, not exactly, because I've had one meeting with the team prior to spring break, allowed them to go and relax and get ready. So Monday we're going to start evaluating. We're going to see what kind of skill sets we've got, because I do feel like that's something that's been neglected in the past. It's just the fundamental basic skill sets of blocking, tackling, running, catching, throwing. And then we're going to evaluate where we're at and implement an offense and a defense. You know, defensively, we're going to be in a position to make plays. Now, granted, depending on our strength level and things that's going to take time to mature, we may not make those tackles, but we're going to be in position to make those tackles. Alignment and assignment kind of go back to the KISS, policies. You know, we're going to keep it simple. I'm a very hard-nosed, physical, salty type coach that we're going to keep it pretty basic until we see where we're at. So, but no, you know, it's hard to say. I think any coach coming into this program saying we're going to run this offense or we're going to run this defense would kind of have to be kidding themselves, not knowing what kind of athletes they are. So
work on us first, and then we'll worry about that a little bit later.
That's right.
Well, Coach, we're very happy for you. Congratulations. I think Warren County got it right, and it's going to be fun. It's always fun to take over the program that you played for. So like you said, spring break this week, you're back and going to hit the ground running. So congratulations on the job. Good luck. I know you got to hire a staff, and come football season, we'll definitely be talking again, okay?
Awesome. Looking forward to it, Cut. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, Coach Matt Turner, brand new Warren County head football coach. I know they're very excited about him. Good hire. He's going to bring some energy into that program. So good luck to him. That's it for today. Again, for those driving home from spring break today, safe travels. Those on the way out of town, safe travels to you as well. Up next, Forklift Systems Football Saturday with the coach. Have a great weekend.